Good morning. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. That's Blair McMillan at the keyboard playing the Graceful Ghost Rag by William Balcombe. Am I pronouncing that
right? That's correct, Balcombe.
Yeah. And this is Blair McMillan himself here at in the studios this morning, along with Roger Schmidt, the director of Alaska Arts Southeast. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, we're glad to have you. Blair, you're going to be playing the new Steinway in the Performing Arts Center tomorrow night.
That's right, and I've had some time on it the last couple of days through playing for some of the young people in Sitka and a few hours just also on my own, and it is a glorious instrument.
Oh, good.
Steinway D, 9-foot concert grand, and it's it doesn't get any better than that.
Mm-hmm. And,
it's a great instrument.
And did Jay roll it out onto the stage for you there so you could...
Absolutely. We've tried different positions and different angles and different places on stage. And, yeah, it's I think we got it where we wanted.
Okay. Well, it's going to be 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And we've been billing you for weeks now, Blair, as New York concert pianist. But, Roger, I guess you and Blair sort of have a connection from college in Ohio, right?
Yeah, we both were at Oberlin at the same time, and we, you know, it's a small conservatory, so we bumped into one another, and I was in the trombone world, he was in the piano world, but...
And there was something about you dated the same girl and
no.
Didn't find out?
No, that's not true.
No. I guess I must have heard the story wrong.
No comment.
Okay. But anyway, but you weren't you didn't know each other well in college, but you somehow through your musical lives kind of have orbited back together somehow.
Yeah.
Paul Cox, I think, is sort of the common denominator there. Paul Cox is a friend of both of ours who was who's our age, who was at Oberlin at the same time,
and right.
He obviously I met him when I went to Oberlin, but he and Roger were obviously great friends growing up. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Paul's had this concert series in Cleveland. I think he had it for something like a decade or something after he finished Oberlin and came back from grad school at the Cleveland Art Museum. It's a huge concert program in the Midwest and brings in all kinds of artists. So I like to call Paul when I'm kind of have an idea and ask him if he has any ideas, recommendations. And we were thinking we've got this great piano and we really wanted to have a concert that showed off what the piano could do. And so we're kind of thinking if we got ourselves a Ferrari, we need a Ferrari driver.
Right.
And Paul said, well, Blair is your man. Basically, here's this guy. He can play anything, and he's exciting. He's dynamic. He's fun. You're gonna. And I was like, oh, Blair. I remember Blair. And so, I think Paul called you first for me. I said, you call him and see how interested he is. And Paul called me and said, he's real interested.
Let's see, Alaska in mid-February. Let me think. No, and I get here and it's high 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, don't disclose anything about the weather when you go back. Okay. No, but Blair, obviously you were receptive to the idea of coming out. You've been performing for high school students over the past couple
high school
days.
And we had and elementary students yesterday morning. We had was it yesterday or no?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yesterday morning. God, feels like I've been
here. Day before. Yeah, Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we just did a lot of sort of interactive, creative things. I had them, sort of imitating the sounds of rain, and we did sort of a conducted vocal improvisation. And I played a little bit, and so that's been I think hopefully really great for them, and it's also given me the introduction to this amazing Steinway.
All right, all right. So. I was looking at your website earlier this morning, and it looks like you and a group of sort of your peers are kind of forging ahead with this idea that the contemporary repertoire needs contemporary music, and you're making relationships with modern composers not necessarily leaving behind the greats, but exploring some of this new stuff. How is that going?
Yeah,
for you?
Well, I mean, on a general level in New York, and I think elsewhere, I think what's new is really selling now, and it's getting a lot of attention. It's getting a lot of press, and audiences are which have never been enormous are growing, and there's just more interest now in younger composers and what they're doing and their influences and what sorts of music these composers are drawing from. And to me, it's just been completely very, very exciting. I play Bach and Chopin and Debussy, but I also play quite a bit of these composers who are trying to sound like rock bands or trying to forge electronics in with music or do multimedia type stuff. Improvisation plays a big part sometimes in some of these pieces that mostly younger composers are writing, and it's just been really, really, really exciting. Is there bad music being written? Well, yeah, maybe. not everything is that you end up performing is a home run, but on a basic general level, it's been really, really exciting to be sort of a part of this thing that's starting to turn around.
Well, I guess the fundamental difference is that the composer is alive. He can be sitting, he or she can be sitting out in the audience. You could call him up when you're working on it. You know, when you're playing Debussy or something, you're sort of channeling a dead person. You know, his thoughts through your body and fingers into the music.
Yeah.
What's it like? I mean, do you ever call up somebody you're playing and say, well, you know, I'm not sure about this section on page 8. You know, this measure right here.
And half the time they'll say, wait a minute, that's not what I wanted. I'm so sorry. Let me change that. I mean, I'm not kidding. It happens all the time. It kind of makes me wonder when I pick up the Beethoven sonatas and I'm playing through Beethoven Opus 110 sonata. What is he trying to achieve there? I don't get this. I'm not understanding this pedal marking. And, you know, if I could pick up the phone and call Maestro Beethoven and say, could you tell me exactly what you mean there? Who knows? There could be a chance that he might say, oh, well, you're right. So they need us, I think, is not to sound arrogant, but I think they need, you know, composers need performers, and it's a two-way street.
I'd say the chances are high Beethoven would want to go with a new idea.
I think you're right.
I'm sure you've been asked this a lot, but what are the risks of sort of alienating the core classical music audience? I mean, are people in New York, are people coming along with the young performers as they explore this new
They sound? Are. You know, again, on a general level, nobody's ever going to like every piece of music on a program. And I'll go to the New York Philharmonic and they'll play, you know, Bach, Bruckner, and Brahms. 3 Bs? No. there'll be one of those pieces I won't strike me as something that I am in love with. So I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said that every piece that I play I totally am head over heels about. But the important thing is creative and inventive programming. And if you can juxtapose these new pieces in a creative and interesting way with the old, it just opens up a new way of hearing these pieces to the listener that most of them have never experienced before.
Okay. What have you got on planned for tomorrow night that meets Roger's criteria
of moving this
Ferrari around the track?
He said, you're going to have to show off this Ferrari, and you're going to have to drive it at 110 miles an hour. And so even though I'm going to be sitting,
you're doing it.
Even though I'm going to be sitting still for 75 minutes, I'm going to Roger was really, I mean, he was very open about the programming. He said, you know, put on whatever you want, but what we really want to do is to show off this piano and to make it sound great and to, you know, to show the people what sort of sounds come out of this modern concert grand Steinway piano. And so I've always – the music of Debussy and Chopin, to me, have always exemplified what can be done with the instrument, the sounds, the colors, the resonance. So I'm starting with 3 Debussy preludes, and that's the beginning of the first half. Then I'm ending with 3 short pieces of Chopin. And in between those two pieces, just what I was just talking about sort of creative programming and also going along with showing off the piano, I'm playing 2 short pieces by George Crumb. And he uses what we call extended techniques, where you go inside the piano and pluck strings and mute strings and play harmonics and stuff. Very, very beautiful pieces. And so two pieces by George Crumb and two pieces by a guy named Mark Mellitz, who's a really, really exciting New York-based composer. That's the first half, and it sounds a lot longer than it is. It's about 35 minutes of music. Second half, I'll be playing Mussorgsky pictures at an exhibition.
All right. I look forward to this a lot.
That's going to be an interesting program, and I'm really excited.
Roger, there's still tickets, lots of tickets available?
Yeah, yeah. People should come to the show, and there's tickets at Old Harbor Books. I think we're even doing a drive-in tickets now at Highliner. So if you just
where I'm headed right after this.
Get your coffee and grab a ticket at the same time. And you know, I was just, it's fun as, I've been studying music all my life, but, the last few days I've just had a ball listening to well, what I was going to say is, like, the pieces that you're playing from Debussy, Blair, they're just amazing. I mean, they're just amazing for exactly what you're talking about is, I had no idea that the piano could do all those things just with three Debussy pieces alone. You know, it's just an amazing feeling to sit next to that piano when you're playing it and feel the power, feel the beauty, the sublimity, the aggression, you know, just this range of emotional and timbral and sonic power. It's just, it's overwhelming. It's amazing.
Okay, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Let's hear the Steinway. Let's hear the room.
Yeah.
Let's be amazed. Blair McMillan, thanks so much for coming
in
this morning.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be here. I've had a great time so far. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night.
Great. Roger Schmidt, as always, it's a pleasure having you on as well.
Robert, likewise.
I've been speaking with Roger Schmidt. He's the director of Alaska Arts Southeast, and Blair McMillan, concert pianist from New York City, who will be performing tomorrow night at the Sitka Performing Arts Center, 7 o'clock. Tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for students and senior citizens, available at Old Harbor Books and I guess the Highliner and White's Pharmacy as well.